Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I'm Tommy Bonks, he's Danny Tokes, and this is The Stash. Another Wednesday, guys, it is Weeds Day, so you guys know that one.
Smoking if you got him.
Logan, you there? Danny, you there, dude? We won't make it through one episode without saying our real names on here. Eventually.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think we will either, dude. So, bro, tomorrow is 420. And you remember last year we had an episode on 420 that never happened because I got lost in Huntington coming home from work.
Lost in what?
You remember last year, bro, I was on the phone with you and I was like, I am lost. We cannot do the episode tonight.
How did you get lost in Huntington?
Yeah.
It's 2 minutes wide.
I did.
I mean, a lot of things are possible when you smoke that much ganja, man.
That is true. It was 420. I was pretty baked before I even got over there. That is true. So what's new with you, Danny?
We have a bad connection or something, man. Everything's all scratchy. Is that me?
Hold on a second. I think it might be my fan, bro. Give me one sec. Let's see if we can fix this.
Yep, heard.
Are you good? All right.
Yeah, that's a lot better.
That sound better?
Not quite as amazing. Not quite as amazing. Let me redial in and try to get better connection on this.
Okay, let's see if it's on your end, bro.
Alright.
He's gonna call back in. Alright, guys, while we're waiting on Danny to call back in, I will sit here and I'm gonna do the ads for this week. Let's see. All right, guys. LSVGN to the Third Power community has a new catalog ordering-based company. You can order anything. Yep, Gavon has everything. Use promo code ROASTING for nothing off your first order, and if you pay extra, you can get a free anal bead and rainbow gift set. All right, Danny has called back in.
Yeah. Yeah, I was listening.
Hola, you probably caught the very ass end of that.
Yeah, ass end is a good fucking description there. Anal beads are always a plus.
Yeah, anal beads and rainbows, bro. You can't forget the rainbows.
One goes with the other.
Yeah, they go together, right? All right, so before we get into this very special episode we got planned today, guys, because we got a very special guest going to come on in just a minute, I want to ask you something, Danny. What does 420 mean to you?
What does 420 mean to me? I don't know, man. It's like the unspoken national holiday.
At least you didn't say Hitler's birthday. You always get a smart ass. It's like,
Hitler's birthday.
Yeah, I don't think it's accurate, but okay.
No.
Is it really?
No, really. Hitler's birthday is really April 20th. Am I the only one that knows it?
Yeah, you are.
It's true. I think you're wrong, bro.
No, he's right.
Hold on.
I googled it.
She just googled it, dude.
April 20th, 1889.
He's 100 years older than me.
You're not wrong.
He died April 30th, 1945.
That douche monkey.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Anyways, enough with the douche. We don't support Nazis.
Definitely not celebratory reasons for it. Yeah, let's be thankful that he was born. That's not.
We're not down for genocide.
No, man. Not like
I don't
that.
Know who Jen it is, but I'll be on their side anytime.
Yeah. Like, if it was like someone got rid of like the government, I'd be like, yeah, but you know.
Right. All right. So this is a, like I said, this is a, my bad, bro. Go ahead.
No, I just said taxation of theft.
Right. And the price of gas needs to go down too, and eggs. But like I was saying, oh well, eggs has gone down in these parts. Crazy. I heard people's chickens are being stolen. But anyways,
yeah,
dude, like we were saying, this is a very special episode. It is Autism Awareness Month, which April 2nd is technically Autism Awareness Day. I looked all this up.
You know, we're usually like 18 days behind ourselves, so it's fine. It catches up.
Yeah, yeah, that's us. You know how we roll, bro.
I'm still learning.
Yeah.
You know how we roll. But I figured since we're going to have a special guest come on, she has two children with autism, and she's going to help us try to explain a few things, and if we have any questions, you know, try to answer them to the best of her knowledge and our knowledge. And, yeah.
First question. Does
so,
with, like, the...
Oh, go for
like,
it.
First question. Does cannabis help with, like, the... Because I know it helps me with my social problems. I just wonder if, like, it's one of those things, does it aid in the, like, the ability of, like, you know, like, anything that, you know... Does weed help? Make things easier on them or anything like that?
Would weed help autism? Is that your question?
Yeah.
There have been studies
yeah.
that some cannabis oils can help with some of the side effects.
Right.
It can help with, like, the social anxiety and...
Right.
They do a lot of what's called stimming. So if you see them rocking or you see them hand flapping or one of my kids likes to screech, it can help with things like that because it calms their nervous system.
Right.
It
sounds like Chewbacca and it is awesome.
He does that with
Chewbacca. Bro, he does the best Chewbacca impression. Like, and I'm not even trying to be funny. Like, I'm entering this kid in a contest and even this.
That's a hard skill to have, man. I've tried for years to get that down. Like,
right? That's what I'm saying. I'm jealous of him. He's only four, bro. Now, okay, here's my... I have a...
Mine always just comes...
Let's start a little bit from the beginning here. Now... Your daughter, here's the backstory. She has a daughter who's
high functioning. She is considered a level one. So there are three levels. There's level one, two, and three. One, depending on the way you look at it, they're either higher or lower on the spectrum. But one, you don't, if you look at them, you can't tell that they're autistic without being around them for an extended period of time. She talks. She looks in the eye. She doesn't hand flap. She doesn't rock. Hers is a lot now to do with her, the way she waters. Where my son is a level two, he does the rocking, he does the hand flapping. He was mostly nonverbal until this past year. He lighted things up. He has narrowed focus like dinosaurs. Well, anything. And then you have level three, which is like what you see in the movie, where they're nonverbal. They need 24-hour around the clock care. Those parents are angels.
Now, how did you come to find out about the oldest one?
So
it wasn't fine. It wasn't.
I didn't pick up on it because I didn't know anything about autism. That is what I have learned. Being autistic. An autism parent is you don't know anything about autism until you live with it. So I just thought what you see in the movies. And I went, no, nothing wrong with her. Her doctor all the time. And it was like she didn't fully make eye contact. She was behind. She still wasn't using the food and food. She still wasn't potty trained. And she wasn't talking to me. So she would say big things. She would tell me, hey, I want to go. And she would say her friend. but she would not say cup or food. So, with my son, though, because I knew what to look for, I noticed that he had very narrow interests. He had certain textures that bothered him, certain foods.
Oh, you eat it.
Like, doesn't like cold. He will not eat ice cream. He will not eat coffee.
No.
And he can't fly.
No. I've noticed, and I don't know how it is, it's like this with a lot of kids that have autism. Because, we talked about this a little bit last night on Ask Me Advice, because Lacey's niece has autism. And she was telling me, like, she focuses, like, on one certain thing, like, her main thing, like how he uses numbers and letters and stuff like that. Now, that's, like, a common thing with autism?
Yeah.
Now, is that just, like, common, like, his kind of, or is that common?
That is common throughout the team. I've noticed my daughter is very into makeup or puzzles.
Everything.
No. But when she's into it, that's all she does.
Okay. You learn stuff on this show, guys. This is a learning show, PBS and whatnot.
Yes.
Now, is there certain, like, okay, is there certain, like, foods and, like, stuff like that, like, that would trigger anything?
It's different with every person. So, my son doesn't do cold. Will not touch it. There are a lot of autistic people that will only eat McDonald's chicken nuggets and are regular at McDonald's. And you can pull up, and the person that was taking your order knows you're getting four-piece chicken nuggets happy meal. And they know what drink you're getting because you're there every day.
So it's kind of like, say if you have it and you have it real bad, you get into like a routine.
Regardless of how it is, you have routine. You stick to that schedule.
Donut. Gotcha. And then if something happens that throws them off, it kind of
that is when the meltdown gets.
Gotcha. Now, if you can get into that a little bit, explain to us what happens with, like, meltdown.
Well, it varies based off the person. With my son, we're talking screaming, crying, throwing stuff on the floor sometimes.
So kind of like your basic tantrum.
But it escalated. Escalated to, like, 10 times. There, a lot of times, with autistic people, when they have a meltdown, they will either hurt themselves or hurt the ones around them. So they can fight themselves. And if they know it hurts, but they're going to keep doing it because they have a sensory overload. And so when they have a meltdown, it's like their entire world is ending.
Now, let's see. I'm trying to think of some good questions to ask, guys. Because, like I said, I'm a little ignorant to the fact of it. And I'm still kind of new to the whole situation. But I am learning a little bit.
You're doing better.
Let's see here.
No questions, stupid.
Unless it comes from me sometimes.
You ain't asking me stupid ones yet.
What about you, Danny? You got anything to ask over me or so? Danny? Hello? Did we lose you, bro?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
you're back. Cool.
Man, I'm having, like, a really hard time hearing you guys. There's, like, a really bad static on the line. And I'm having, like, a truthful... I'm having a hard time making out any words.
I heard the static.
Okay, I think I know what it is.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah. Give me a sec.
Sounds like somebody's running a teaser in the background.
All right, we're switching out headphones if you can hear me, dude. Let's see what happens. All right, you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right, hey, you sound louder, too. Yeah, like
it's
this.
Still,
It sounds like a taser going off in the background.
There's nothing in the background. Can I hear? You hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. But it's like really like loud, like a super super loud like buzzing in the background.
Is it any better now?
Oh yeah, actually I can hear her. I can hear her a lot better now.
No, that's what it was.
I guess my question.
So you
like,
want to hear what he did?
Yeah.
He had his phone under the microphone.
That makes sense. It's something he'd do.
Yeah. It sounds like something I would do, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, bro. So about you, you have any questions on your end about autism?
You said like numbers and like shapes and stuff. Are they good at like blackjack?
I don't know. I've never. I'm sure he would be. I'm sure my son would be because
I could teach him, and then like we'll go to. Oh, bro.
He's 4, and he can count to 25.
We got this. We'll take him to Vegas.
4 to 21 is a long time to learn a lot of stuff, man. We can start working in multiple jobs.
Yeah. Oh,
Vegas.
I know. We got this. It'd be like some Ocean's 11. We got this. We're gonna bring little man in on.
Lord.
You're going to be the first autistic man to make $3 trillion by the age of 21.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I want to say I've seen something, though, that does say, like, it's easier for them to count cards.
Well, they can't discriminate, though, so the casino cannot kick them off.
Yeah, there's just...
Well, no offense. Like, pretty much everybody counts cards when it comes to freaking playing 21 in a way.
Yeah, they say Einstein was autistic.
Yeah, he could tie his own shoes.
Didn't know that. Yeah, I did.
Einstein, yeah. They said that it was something about him visualizing, able to visualize things before he even really thought it up. Wow.
Yeah. That and one of those famous painters that was supposed to be autistic,
Bach?
Too. Is it Bach?
Michelangelo?
No. Yeah, it might have been that. I
don't remember. It ain't the dude that cut his ear off, is it?
I think I've got a picture about this.
It ain't the dude that cut his ear off.
That might have been him.
Van Gogh cut his ear off.
Is it Van Gogh? That's what I was kind of thinking.
Yeah, because I think that he cut his ear off because he was over-sensitized. He was in a century.
Oh, he sent it to his gay lover, so I mean that's...
Oh, was this his gay lover he sent it to? I didn't know that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Einstein.
Another fun fact.
Sir
you know
Isaac,
that dude that Da Vinci painted as Jesus was actually his gay lover.
I thought that was just him. That he. Okay, never mind. I'm thinking of them, where he painted the Mona Lisa, and it's supposed to just be him in drag.
Oh,
anyway.
No. The woolly-haired sheep white guy, that's the one that they prayed to as Jesus. That was like Prince Caspiolo or whatever this fucking thing was. And he was his gay lover. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I wouldn't say that too many times out loud.
So it was Einstein, Sir Isaac Newton, Mozart, and Temple Grandin, which most people know about Temple Grandin because there was the movie Temple.
I mean, it makes sense with Einstein because I've read a bunch of stuff where it says like he was able to like visualize this motion before it was ever even conceptualized. So,
right.
I always looked at it like it's like just a different way of perceiving things, and like I don't know. I've always kind of like not necessarily envied in the aspect, but like to be able to visualize things and the way that they can visualize mechanisms working and functioning before it's even concept like thought of. That's pretty, I mean, that just shows the strength of the human brain, but it's just a different way of learning is from what I've gained.
They see the world in a different way.
I wish I could see it in their
see
way.
See what they see,
because to me, sometimes it's like, I wonder if they, like, just see something's like, how we see, say we see a red square. I wonder if they just see something totally different, or if they're just...
Or if they see it in 3D.
Because it's like, it just...
Right.
I
know with my son, my daughter doesn't seem to do this much, but my son, like, if it's, he's like, he's really big into anything wheels right now. So he will take, like, the school bus and put it up to his eye and go back and forth with it. Like, he's absorbing every detail
I've also noticed with him when, like, he'll try to read a book.
He gets real close.
Well, I know he's still a little too young to actually read by himself. That's not...
No, he's learning.
He is, but, like, he when he tries to, he will, like... It's like he's filling the pages and stuff like that, so it's like...
Like the texture.
Yeah. So it's always the texture.
The texture, the smell.
How would he do with Jell-O?
He hates Jell-O.
Okay.
He does not do Jell-O. He does not do applesauce, but he will do... And he doesn't do... pudding, but he'll do yogurt.
Okay.
He doesn't do ice cream. He doesn't do...
Except for the pudding part.
Like, no ice cream at all?
No. Too cold.
No slushies? No, nothing?
No. I mean, he'll occasionally do a slushie.
Like a drink or so?
But not... He won't drink the whole thing. Right. Or he'll wait till it's almost completely melted.
Okay.
He don't do cold. Too cold.
I don't blame him. Jell-O's
gross. Oh, thank you.
Jell-O's not food. It's animal fat. I don't
What is it, art?
No, Jell-O?
Yeah, what is it, art?
Jell-O's disgusting.
I don't like Jell-O either, bro. Like, I'm a...
Jell-O's gross.
It jiggles, weirdly.
You
yeah,
ever have, like, Jell-O
I'm good.
Salad or nothing?
What is Jell-O salad?
Oh, my.
Does that sounds made up, don't it? Jell-O salad? That's a southern thing.
Jell-O salad sounds like one of those white people things they do in Wisconsin. When they're like, bring a casserole. And someone's like...
Yeah. It sounds like something you do at, like, the family reunion. We Jell-O salads.
Jell-O pie. I'm like, nah.
You lucky that we on the air and I can't say what I'm thinking.
You know Jell-O pie. Her face right.
Oh, she can say, you can say whatever you want. There's no like, there's no editing or like parental guidance on this show. It's not like
yeah, you say whatever you want.
No,
this is a rated R show.
I can't.
We can say fuck on here about 19 times.
You know my thing I said yesterday when you told me I was on speakerphone and I said I'd say it in front of your mama too.
Yeah.
Yes, last 19.
I don't want to repeat that out loud. It wasn't very ladylike.
Oh, is it that?
Fuck me, lady wife.
There you go.
My dad
is
raised me.
I didn't hear you say, bro.
I said, fuck yeah, there we go. She's warming up to it.
Yeah. She catching on?
I just ain't gonna say what I see.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Since we got some of the autism questions out the way, let's jump back into a little bit of the weed portion of the show. Let's see here. Mrs. Bongs over here don't smoke, so she don't know too much about
what?
It. So what? Yeah, why don't you enlighten us with some information? Let's enlighten her with some information.
Heck.
And let's do the strain of the week.
You know what I do.
Heard.
You puff every now and then.
No, I prefer the gummies.
She takes the gummies. Yeah, that is
They're
true.
Legal.
Yeah, it is true. She does take the gummies.
Do you like mushrooms?
She's not cool like the rest of us. Like shrooms?
We don't want to talk about shrooms.
I'm taking she had a bad experience on shrooms.
There was ill everywhere.
Hey, you and her would have had a nice time together that night.
There was ill everywhere.
That was
she was seeing elves, I guess.
I don't recommend mixing it.
It was
that was
acid.
Cocaine. No
oh,
problem.
I ain't never done that.
He's like, I don't recommend mixing it.
Oh, I bet. Oh, I had mixed that and Xanax and alcohol.
Oh, yeah. Xanax are evil.
And
don't ever take Xanax.
I only took a whole bar.
Yeah, fuck Xanax. Xanax is like the quickest way to jail for me. I'm good. Today's strain of the week. So I've got that. Yeah, I'm good. It's a felony pill. It's like I'm allergic. I break out in handcuffs so quick.
Don't come down here.
So right now, what I'm working on in the outdoor season is we're working on a strain. It's Purple Queen. It's from Queen's Farms. It's Jeb, I think his name, from Queen's Farms. He's got me hooked up. It's high indica, but what I wanted to come up with was some of the parents for it because it's kind of what I'm working on for the base for the Roasting the World that we're trying to figure out. So it's we're going to stick back with the Purple Urkel, and I'm sure you're familiar with it. Typical turf inside of some microgreen. Real good, great flavor. Purple Herbal's history is complex as its flavor palette. It's a California origin strain. It's believed to stem from a phenotype of like Mendocino perps, with the essence of like the skunk berry and fresh berries. People say that it's the effect is deep, relaxing, sleep-inducing, a great option for full-body pain relief. The short onset of the effects makes it perfect nighttime strain for those who suffer from like insomnia. Usually you're left feeling sleepy, hungry, and relaxed with the flavors of grape, berry, and maybe a little bit of plum in there, depending on how it's been grown. Helps treat insomnia, migraines, and pain. Purple Herbal's parents was, like we said, was from the Mendocino perps, the phenotype. But where we get from Purple Herbal is that orange sherbet and gobstopper is those really like the candy flavors. And people don't realize that Purple Herbal is actually the original parent for a lot of your candy and cookie and different like sweet flavors. I think I told you it's got micrine for its dominant terpene, but it's also got pinene and carothel, which is the peppery flavor that you get into it. It's a depending on your region and your humidity levels, it's a pretty easy plant to grow. Not a super high producing, but what it does, definitely like a lot of medicinal use. That's like the kind of one of the mothers of my Purple Queen combo that I got going on. So that right there is the strain of the week, my man.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. And all I got to ask is, how's our Roast in the World strain coming?
I had a hiccup. So.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I had a little hiccup.
Were we attacked by ninjas again, bro?
No, man. I got my bags mislabeled, so I'm looking at like the pollen, the male, the pollen that I'm trying to mix with it, and I'm kind of fucking lost, man. Because I'm like, I don't know which bag has gelato in it and which has my Purple Queen.
So, other words, you're trying to say the snozberry tastes like snozberry.
Honestly,
I'm
gonna mix them and see what happens.
What a snozberry is.
The snozberry.
Do you know what a snozberry is?
I don't want to know.
I have a feeling it's going to change my perceptions of Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it has to do with Willy Wonka, but do you know what it's supposed to be?
No.
No.
Y'all have one and I don't.
Oh, huh.
Is there a penis?
Yeah.
I was going to say a face tattoo.
I don't have a face tattoo.
Hey. Now.
Wait, why does Willy Wonka want kids to take his penis? Oh, okay. So here's some news that's happened since our last episode, bro. What do you think
of
the Pope
cunning
little kids? The Pope.
It makes sense because he's an antichrist. Anyways. So snozberries are supposed to be penises?
Yeah.
Huh, so the penis tastes like a penis, huh?
Yep. The only one that's not an actual fruit.
Says who?
Disney.
So they all need.
What are they teaching
like?
People on Disney nowadays?
I'm gonna look at it. You don't believe
what
me?
What the hell are they teaching on Disney
They're
nowadays?
They're pulling my neck here.
I think it's been like that for a while, man.
Is it mysterious?
Remember when Simba was running through the woods? You were running through the desert in like The Lion King? It was like sex. And then The Little Mermaid was like swimming through the ocean. It was a bunch of peckers.
Yeah, I was about to say, I heard that one. And then, was it Aladdin? There was something up with that one, too.
There's something up with one of them.
The 90s, bro. We can get away with that shit.
It wasn't just the 90s.
Yeah, bro. That was like...
Snow White came out in like the 30s.
The original one, yeah.
There ain't been another Snow White.
I'm pretty sure. Didn't they remake it?
I don't think they remade Snow White.
Yeah, they called it... Didn't they make it with like Tristan Stewart or some shit?
Yeah. Wasn't this called like The Hoodsman or something?
Yeah, but that wasn't through Disney.
No, okay.
Snow White and the Huntsman. Yeah.
Y'all look cheer motherfuckers. I'm going to Google it.
I just want to say her Southern's coming out, guys. I just want to apologize now. Her straight up, this straight up Southern accent just came out at me.
If you don't quit moving your arms, that was my next report.
Yeah, there's the next rest of the Southern coming out. He's going to beat you over the head with a frying pan.
He knows. It's got to be cast iron.
Of course, because...
And I know about three people that have big swords.
Logan, if I send you an SOS signal, bro, bring the sniper.
I'm not doing shit. There's not a fucking thing I can do if it help you, bro.
Bro, like that, like, I don't know, you just, like, middle school, man.
Yeah.
Okay,
I don't want to die.
Yeah, well, by the time you got here, the action would be over.
Yeah, no, you would already be, like, disposed of into some, like, fried chicken or something, or they'd be feeding you, like, fried green tomatoes to, like, the cops.
Compost.
I've seen the movie, dog.
You'd be composted.
That doesn't even sound good. I don't want no con in my post or poster in my con.
He'd be composted. He'd be under the cross.
Well, we just heard it here, folks.
If I go missing, blame the one next to me.
We already know what happened. You're good, bro. You will live on in
I never said
court
it was
documentation
only in this or this
Discovery
state.
Channel stuff.
Yeah, okay, but for real, guys, subject change. What does everybody think of the Pope French kissing little boys?
What?
You guys haven't heard about this shit? Look it up.
I was looking up Snow White
the Antichrist.
Look up. The Pope had some little boy, like, stuck on his tongue.
What? Wait,
like, the stuff where the Pope is, like, designed to be, like, the Antichrist, bro?
The Pope sucks.
Like, the devil?
I believe it. There, you have to put a space.
I believe the Pope is the devil, bro.
Okay. That's not how you spell tone.
Yes. Guys.
That's not what it says.
There's one with the little boy in the Pope's, like, literally having him, like, stuck on his tongue.
Nope, it's been removed.
Hold on. It has not because I will find it.
I see where he's telling people to bite their tongue.
What the fuck did I just...
I think he was too high. I don't know what he's talking about.
I know what I'm talking about.
You misspelled tongue again, babe.
I'm sorry, it's Dalai Lama, not the Pope, my bad.
Who the heck is that?
My bad. You're right, it was the Dalai Lama, not the Pope. I do apologize to the Pope for giving you some false information. The fuck is this?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you gotta fact check that shit.
You are a partner. Get the fuck off my face. The fuck? Get the hell off my face.
Writing people's kids?
We live in a very
Yeah, look. Dalai Lama apologizes for asking boy to suck on his tongue.
I don't think you're saying it right.
Dalai Lama. A Dalai Lama is just like supposed to be like a higher power over an Indian like culture.
Hindu?
Yeah, you've heard of that, right? A Dalai Lama?
Yeah, I know it's a Dalai Lama.
Yeah, see?
I want to make sure he's saying it right. Okay.
I know what I'm talking about sometimes. I might not have paid attention in school, but I was there. I might have picked up a few things over time.
It was your Saturday.
Yeah.
Well, shenanigans. And I shouldn't say shenanigans out loud.
The baby come first to me.
Oh, yeah, we got a baby in the other room, like, trying to kick a door down to see me. Actually, it's kind of quiet right now. So, I guess as I, see, how much longer of a show we got, guys? We got about 23 minutes left, so, I don't know, I guess we can go ahead and end it here, bro, if you're down, or anything else you want to bring up and talk about?
Yeah, man. Yeah, no, we're good. I actually have, like, kids are, like, doing a little mini, like, revolt in the house right now.
That's it.
Getting down deep and shit.
Gotcha.
You just had to say she's being quiet, didn't you?
Well, if that's the case, then, guys, we'll go ahead and pimp the shows for next week, and we'll get out of here. Monday, we'll have an Ask Me Advice, like always, the stash next Wednesday, because, you know, we rock like that. And it's hosted by the two coolest people on the airwaves, me and him.
For that.
When you start coming on every now and then, you don't know what I'm going to have. But I do want to say thank you to our special guest for coming on tonight, Mrs. Bong. Thank you for coming on and explaining a little bit of autism to you.
Gotcha.
See
it's
here.
It's not easy to explain because there's still so much
that's
not
known. Right. Oh, I do want to take a minute to talk about, we talked about this a little bit on our last episode about one of our friends who hung himself. Here's the update on that, bro. He didn't end up passing then. He ended up being brain damaged. And they ended up pulling the plug Saturday night. So, yeah. So, rest in peace, Omar. Our hearts go out to you, brother, and your family. We'd say this a lot on here, guys. If you guys ever have bad thoughts of suicide and all that, you can hit us up. We'll try to get you help. There's also suicide hotline numbers. There's counseling, you know, it's never the answer because it always leaves a long-term effect on your family and friends.
Suicide is not the pain. Just pass it to your family.
Yeah. Let's see, with that being said, bro, remember, always roast the world. Why? Because the world needs roasting. I don't know if we both said it at the same time. Because the world needs roasting. Son of a monkey hung up on me. You're lucky the show's over. I'm going to give you a real name and your phone number out too, Logan. Everybody have a great night. It's been fun. I'll catch you guys Friday or Monday. I don't know what day it is today.
Wednesday.
It's someday. Everybody have a great day or night, something.